remain standing, if you're able, for our call to worship this morning. It'll be on the screen. It's also printed in your bulletin. And I'll read the leader part this morning. For God alone, my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from Him. And together, the prayer of confession. With the Apostle Paul, we take a step back to see beyond today's cares into the glory that is soon upon us. We must engage in commerce, love,
and grief,
and attend to our aches and pains, live a life worthy of the calling, but tarry this hour, this moment, Lord of time, and grant us the vision of larger things. The present pattern of this world is passing, and we are a new creation. Amen. And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father. Glory.